Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, beginning this week, more than 60 IHG hotels and resorts locations support the new iOS 17 AirPlay feature, which allows guests to easily stream to their TV in their hotel room with no additional hardware required. Just like streaming to an Apple TV at home, hotel guests are able to seamlessly select their hotel TV as their AirPlay output to watch videos, view photos, and stream music right from their iPhone, iPad, or even the Mac. To connect to a compatible hotel TV, simply scan the QR code on the screen. This will connect your device to the Wi-Fi network at the hotel and authorizes AirPlay to that screen. The QR code is unique to the hotel room and ensures that guests can only privately stream to the TV in their room, with no chance of accidentally broadcasting to other TVs at the hotel. Then, when you check out, the AirPlay link is automatically erased, reset, and ready for the next occupants. This AirPlay at Hotels functionality was announced as part of iOS 17 last year, but was delayed and did not roll out until iOS 17.3 in January. And of course, the feature was pretty useless without somewhere to use it, and now that's officially possible with these 60 IHG resorts and hotels locations. Hit the link in the show notes to find the full list of available options. Next up today, Ross Young of Display Supply Chain Consultants has great news for potential buyers of the upcoming 12.9-inch iPad Air. The addition of a 12.9-inch iPad Air has been rumored for months at this point, but now we have a little fun twist at the very end of the rumor cycle. According to Young, the upcoming iPad Air 12.9-inch has a mini LED display. This is the same display technology currently used in the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. We had initially expected that the 12.9-inch iPad Air would use the same LCD screen as the 10.9-inch model, but Young says that using mini LED for the iPad Air will allow the 12.9-inch model to be more power efficient and let Apple reuse some of the leftover displays from the iPad Pro. But one thing to keep in mind is that the 10.9-inch iPad Air won't make the switch to mini LED and will instead stick to LCD. In comparison to LCD, mini LED can offer a range of benefits, including higher contrast ratios, higher brightness, deeper blacks, and better power efficiency. As of right now, we expect the new iPad Air lineup to be announced sometime maybe during the first week of March, alongside the new iPad Pro models with OLED displays. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Roborock's next generation S8 Max V Ultra is the industry's most technologically advanced robot mop and vacuum system ever. Designed to revolutionize the way you clean your home, the S8 series comes fully decked out with enhanced suction power, advanced robotic intelligence, and an innovative self-maintenance feature. Hit the link in the show notes to learn how you can save up to $200 on the S8 Max series, plus get an incredible 5-year warranty and a free Roborock Flexi Light Lightweight Wet Dry Cleaner. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Next up today, Apple has reportedly acquired Data Collab, a Paris, France-based startup specializing in artificial intelligence compression and computer vision technology. The acquisition was finalized in December, and Data Collab described itself as being experts in low-power, runtime-efficient, and deep learning algorithms that work on device. The company developed industry-leading compression and adaptation to deploy embedded computer vision that was fast, cost-effective, and precise. Data Collab teamed up with the French government in May 2020 to deploy AI tools into Paris transportation systems to check whether people were wearing face coverings. The company has also worked with Disney and other partners in the past on AI and other computer vision software. While neither Apple nor Data Collab acknowledged the acquisition, the deal was reported and confirmed to the European Commission this month. Data Collab's two founders didn't join Apple, but multiple other employees from the company did, and Data Collab held multiple patents related to AI compression and vision technology, which are now held by Apple. The acquisition comes the same year that Apple is planning to bring multiple new AI features to iOS 18. Data Collab's advanced vision-based technology could also play a role in Vision Pro and Apple's future AR ambitions, while facial recognition technology could contribute to things like photos and Face ID. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show for $5 a month at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.